KLJB 90.1 The Eagle, good day to you. How you doing? And welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm Marie Rock, and joining me in the studio today is Levi Brown of the Leech Lake Division of Resource Management. Today, we're going to talk about land use and permitting. Okay, can you elaborate on that for us?
Yes. Well, I think this is kind of a new concept for folks.
Okay.
When you're talking about land use and permitting, 2005... the Leech Lake Tribal Council passed a resolution authorizing the Leech Lake Land Department to begin issuing permits for land use of tribal lands and tribal member fee lands. Versus in the past, the counties would issue the permit. The county, if you wanted to build a garage, if you wanted to build a house, any type of building or activity or land use would mm-hmm. require a permit. And I think this was an important step that the band took, because it is stretching that leg of sovereignty, that moving more towards self-determination, the ability to govern oneself and to basically have control over your future. Because you have your land, but if you don't permit or you don't dictate how your land is going to be used, mm-hmm. it's pretty hard to have your self-determination, that, you know, your ability to determine where you're going to go in the future. So I thought that was a really important step in 2005 that happened. And where we're at now is we're about roughly 7 years down the road, beginning 2013 here now, half quarter way through it. And we still have growing pains, you know, permitting. Sometimes it's one of those things where I find out from a county or somebody that a tribal member didn't get a permit through us, but they went to the county instead. Mm-hmm. It's becoming less and less frequent. But at the same time, for tribal members listening, to ensure that they, if they're going to build on their property, that they don't go to the counties to get their permit. They come to the Leech Lake Land Office to get their permit.
Does the county not do anything for the Leech Lake Reservation? I mean, they don't fill permits out for that at all?
No, they're supposed to not.
Okay.
Cass County is really good in the sense that they will ensure, they'll ask, you know, are you a Leech Lake tribal member, or are you a tribal member that lives on Leech Lake boundaries? And mm-hmm. if they are, they'll say, well, you need to go to the Leech Lake office. I've heard them say that.
Okay.
So they've been pretty compliant on that. A lot of it just comes from education outreach. That's why I think it's good we have the show today mm-hmm. to ensure that tribal members who are living on the reservation follow our rules, our land use ordinance, and not the county's, or not, you know, because mm-hmm. their jurisdiction, they're under Leech Lake law.
Okay. So they need to get permits for building?
Yeah, building a garage. Okay. If you say you wanted to install a septic system, mm-hmm. any type of activity that's permitted under our land use ordinance. Our land use ordinance you can find on our website, lldrm.org.
Okay. So if I wanted to build an elaborate swimming pool in a mansion, I'd have to...
You would have to get a permit. Okay. And it would have to be compliant to our land use ordinance.
Okay.
And I think...
I don't know if in a mansion or a swimming pool would be that, but anyway... All right. It says ground disturbing activities. I guess digging a pool would be that.
Yes, digging a pool would do that. It's any activity, you know, a lot of activities that humans do mm-hmm. is basically you're going to need a permit for. There's a lot of things. Well, strictly like an example would be, say you were to build your pool.
Okay.
Or you're going to build your house.
Okay.
Now, if we were to allow everybody to, for an example, is we really pay attention to lakeshore. Because water quality on Leech Lake, I mean, that's where fish are. That's where our water resources are, aquatic resources that are there, wild rice. Mm-hmm. They're all sensitive to the environment, which means is they need to have clean water, fresh, clean water. Well, if we were to allow everybody to put their house and their swimming pools and some big concrete patios right next to the lake mm-hmm. and right up, butting up right next to it, every time it rained, instead of that rainwater that's maybe going through the driveway or through your garage or off your roof or anywhere else, instead of it having a vegetation like plants and shrubs and grass to filter it out and to pull some of the sediments back, mm-hmm. it would just wash everything into the water. And it would hurt the water quality. And all of a sudden, guess what gets hurt? The fish, the other natural resources, the aquatic vegetation, wild rice.
Wow.
So it is important that as human beings and as Leech Lake tribal members, we're good stewards of the land. We take the gifts that we were given, and we make sure we're passing them on to future generations in either the same condition or better conditions than we received them.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, it is tough. I know some folks want to have their house right up next to the lake, but at the end of the day, it's one of those things where I believe Leech Lake is getting to the point where we are actually better stewards of the land than the counties. I think that maybe in the past there could have been an argument that, well, no, the counties have this law and they enforce it and it's really nice. Well, mm-hmm. I think Leech Lake does a better job of doing it right now. And that's a strong statement when you think about being tribal members and how we look after our resources and how we view them.
Okay. A long time ago, I had owned a lake home, and I had a neighbor that moved in next door, and we had kind of like a swamp, I guess you'd call it a wetland. Mm-hmm. That would be a wetland. Okay. He filled it in and used it for a boat launch, and I remember the county came after him. I don't even remember really what it was about, but they came after him, made him remove it all. What's the importance of wetlands? I mean, to me, they're swamps.
And most people will look at me the way you're looking at me and say, they're swamps. And,
okay.
And they are, you know, but they are the filter. You know, they are that natural filter that help keep our waters clean. You know, when I look at a swamp, I see it as probably ecological and biological. Just everything's happening in it. There's so much going on, from the peat bogs to the frogs to everything that's living in the birds that are flying over and landing, mm-hmm. the little microorganisms that are living in there. All these little things all play a big role in the food chains because they're the connector between the surface water and the actual terrestrial of the land. And so you have that buffer. Without that buffer you have there, you'd have more flooding. You know, I think that I like to consider it, and I guess it's because I'm environmental and I hold the wetlands and swamps hold a special place in my heart when I look at it because they do give us a lot. And I think sometimes we go through our fast-paced lives now, we just drive by and we just think of them as swamps. But mm-hmm. they do so much for us. And I think that living here on Leech Lake, we have a benefit of having so many swamps. I mean, sometimes it's looked at as a negative, but I think it's a huge positive when you're talking about water quality and what we have here.
So it's more than just a place for turtles and frogs go. It's that important.
It is. It is very important because, like I said, everything is connected.
Cool.
And once we can view our lands as that way, depending on what the type is, you need to have all kinds of types. You need to have the good place for your house. You need to have the good place for a school, but you need to have also the place for the other animals and other things that are in the world.
Neat. I noticed here we've got a topic, rights of way.
Right of ways.
Yeah. What's that about?
That has to do with more of a, it's not necessarily a permit. It's like, so the reservation is going to build a bike path.
Okay.
You know, so they're going to build a bike path. The reservation, even though we own the lands, we still have to designate a right of way to put a bike path next to a highway. Because if it's going through neighborhoods or other things like that, mm-hmm. whenever we do them, it's always important to make sure that right of way is done. Because then somebody doesn't come along and say, why'd you put this bike path here? You didn't get no right of way. You get a right of way.
Oh.
Those are very important.
Okay, so we talked about permits and all the activities that we can do online. We even talked about swamps, and I have a whole new appreciation for swamps now. Anyway, is there anything else you want to add there, Levi?
I would like to add about how important it is that we don't become complacent in things we've done. As human beings and as users of the lands, I think sometimes we get used to the mindset of, well, we've always done it this way. And I think that, you know, our place in the world is that we should always be trying to do things better and always be trying to leave less of a footprint, you know, here. And when we leave less of a footprint, we leave our resources and other things, the earth, for future generations, we leave it better. And a guy from the Fish and Wildlife Service once asked me, he says, Levi, what type of mitigation or what type of process could we do to make the resources on Leech Lake stronger? And I told him that sometimes it's not what we do, it's what we don't do that makes things better for the future generations. And I know that's kind of deep and some complicated matter, but if you think about it, it is important. If sometimes the things we don't do, we don't put a pool and a big mansion right next to the lake.
All right, you just totally blew my dreams. But anyway,
sorry about that.
But. All right, you're bound to make me a better person, Levi, just from this conversation. Anyway, how do we get a hold of you if we have any questions?
You can call my office at 218-335-7400, or you can email me with questions or anything else at my email, levib@lldrm.org.
Thank you so much for coming in today. That's going to wrap up this edition of Environmental Voices. We'll see you back here next week. For KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, I'm Marie Rock.